So let's review. The Gemara proceeds to discuss the opinion of Rabbi Eliezer in our Mishnah. Rabbi Eliezer said, "Sruschama chalitz v'chalitzin le'ishtoi, imnei sheyesh le'refuah." A sruschama does chalitza because he can be healed. V'reminu, the Gemara presents a contradiction from that which Rabbi Eliezer taught in the Mishnah in Masechtas Nida. The Mishnah there presents a machlokes regarding a sris and an alnus who lo yaviu shtei sairis, they did not grow shtei sairis, and also did not show other signs of maturity. Basil say that this is determined when they reach the age of 20. Bishami say that this is determined when they reach the age of 18. Rabbi Eliezer says, by an alnus it's 18 and by a sris it's 20, because the ishrim meheris labelifnei ish, a woman matures earlier than a man. The Mishnah then rules that once it has been determined, hasris lechaletz b'lemiyabim, ha'alnus lechaletzus b'lemisyabemis, apparently Rabbi Eliezer holds that hasris chama lechaletz b'lemiyabim. The Gemara gives two answers. Chazav by Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer retracted his opinion in that Mishnah because we find a braisa where he rules like our Mishnah, sris chama chaletz v'chotzen le'ishtoi, shekim b'mino misrapin balachsan yishal mitzrayim. Ki tzinan ha'hi lo'inshin. In that Mishnah, Rabbi Eliezer was referring to being liable for punishment. Generally, a katan or katana, a minor, is not chayv ba'inshin until they mature at age 13 or 12 by exhibiting shtei sairis, and are then a gadol or gadola adult. However, a zachar by age 20, or in the keva by age 18, who have not yet exhibited signs of maturity, are deemed adults, and we attribute their condition to them being a sris ba'ailness. The Gemara proceeds to a related machlokes. In a case where it became apparent that a man was a sris, or that a woman was an ailness, at age 20 or 18, there is a machlokes, rava menasa sris l'mafreya. We consider them to be a sris ve'alnes retroactively from the age of 13 or 12. And therefore, they will be chayav chatas for any aveira done in the interim years between 13 or 12 to 20 or 18. Shmuel amar, katan hayu ba'isa shah. We consider them to have been ketanim during those interim years, and therefore they will not be chayav chatas for any aveira done then. The Gemara explains that according to all opinions, ein ailnes nidoines kenara. An alnus does not have the stage of nara. She mikatnusu yatzla beggar. She goes directly from the stage of ketana to the stage of begeris. The Gemara proceeds to a related teaching. Amar bavo simani sris for alnus uven shmeina ein oisim behen ma'isa shiyu ben esrim. We do not act upon an assumption of sris for alnus until the age of 20, when the determination is made. In the interim, it remains a suffix, as Rashi explains. Mishneim asrad esrim mitzapim lehem im yaviu harim ketanim ad achshav v'im lo yaviu gedoyim heim. We must wait to act because Rav Avoh holds like Rav that the later determination is retroactive. If they grow shtei sairis before age 20, for example at 16, they are considered to have been ketanim until this point and are considered gedoyim from this point onward. If they do not grow shtei sairis by age 20, even if they do grow later, they're retroactively considered to have been gedolim from age 13 or 12. So to a child born in the 8th month, who in the time of the Gemara was not expected to live, we wait until the age of 20, and only then consider him to be a viable person. The Gemara asks, V'atanya ben shmoina rehu ke'evin v'asal taltaloi. A child born in the 8th month is unable to live, and is considered muktzah like a rock, and therefore it is forbidden to move him on Shabbos. The Gemara answers that Rabbi Avoh is referring to a case where Kishur Gomru Simonov, he was born with developed hair and nails, and the Brice is referring to a case where Kishur Loi Gomru Simonov, he was not born with developed hair and nails. And we learned in the Brice, Kishur Gomru Simonov, Amrina Bar Shivahu Vishtahu Yehu Dishtoi. We say that the child was a 7-month fetus, but he lingered in the womb a little longer. It is in this case that Rabbi Avoh holds we wait until he is the age of 20, and only then consider him to be a viable person. The Gemara returns to our earlier discussion of a sris v'alnes. Tana Rabbanan. The Brayso explains the simonim of a sris v'alnes. A zehu sris chama. Kol shu ben esrim v'lo hevi shtei sairis. If a man did not grow shtei sairis by age 20, he's a sris. The Brayso also describes additional signs of a sris. Kol she'en li zaken. He has no beard and exhibits other feminine physical characteristics, among them a thin voice. Kol she'koy l'lokoy v'ein nikr bein ish le'isha. The Brisa continues, Ve'ezhi alnus, kol shi bas esrim v'lohivi shtei sairis. If a woman did not grow shtei sairis by age 20, she's an alnus. The Brisa also describes additional signs of an alnus, in which she has not developed as others do, and has a thick voice, kosher koy la'ava ve'ein nikeres bein isha le'ish. The Gemara presents a machloikis regarding how many simonim are needed besides lohivir shtei sairis. Rav Huna amar achiyu kulam. It must have all the simonim mentioned in the Braisa. Rav Yechanan amar afel ba'achad mehen. They only must have one of the simonim mentioned in the Braisa. The Gemara explains that in a case where heicha dehivir shtei sairis bezalkan, if a sris has two hairs in his beard, even Rav Yechanan agrees that achiyu kulam, he's only a sris if he has all the simonim mentioned in the Braisa. This topic continues in the next daf.